We start hour two and our third or fourth Wednesday of every month, depending on how things are going and when's the best time to chat. We continue our monthly conversations about Decatur Area Arts Council, all the goodies that are going on. Sue Powell did this for a year and a half, and we officially start the new tradition of Jamie Fawley. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fawley or Fowley?
Fawley.
Fawley, because it's an A, yeah. So the Jamie Fawley joins us, and you've been there, what now, about a month probably?
Yes, yeah. Yesterday was 1 month.
1 month. There you go. And of course, Sue brought Jamie in last time we chatted, and she's off and retired and doing retired things. Have you seen her since she's retired?
Yes.
Is she glowing?
She looks great.
Oh, to retire, right?
Right.
How's the transition going? What's been the any eye-opening things you never saw coming?
Well, I've been around for a while.
True.
So I kind of knew what I was getting into.
This is easy. I mean, it's not.
It's relatively
easy.
It's
a lot of work, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's an easy transition for you anyway.
It is. I knew everybody. I kind of know the layout, so it's going well.
Yeah, it's a good start. And, of course, the big thing is what's happening. What's the feature? We're finishing up January, and that's what, the Young Artist Showcase?
It is. It's the Young Artist Showcase that's sponsored by Gallery 510, and it features 5th through 8th grade students and around Macon County.
And did they have a best ofs and stuff like that?
Yes, they did. Last Friday, they had their opening reception, and the kids were awarded different awards and ribbons.
How long are they going to be there?
They'll be up through the end of January, so through the 30th of January.
They come collect, and it's time to move on to February. We'll have a couple weeks of that before you come back. And
right.
Michelle Sendy, tell me about Michelle Sendy.
So we're really excited about Michelle Sendy. We don't always get the opportunity to show local artists, so when we do, we're really excited about it. Michelle is a Millikan alum.
Cool.
And then she went on to receive her master's degree at Illinois State University, master's in art education. And she's the high school art teacher at Merle Forsyth High School.
Okay. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so that opened up a door for us to invite her students to show their work in our Arts on Third Gallery on that same opening at the Friday Gallery Walk.
Good deal. Good deal. And she, you can get a lot of information. You can get a link to her website, which is just her name, michellesendy.com. You can see all that if you go to DecaturArts.org. You can go to the calendar, get to February. Looks like the gallery is called Influx. What's her art like?
Oh, it's abstract paintings and collages, mixed media, and they're inspired by landscapes and things that she sees in her everyday life. But they're pretty abstract, really fun, lots of movement and color.
Gotcha. And she'll be, you officially could get in there, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday, the 5th or 6th, but
right.
The big night will be the first Friday gallery walk on the 7th, right?
That's right. We'll be open for the reception on the 7th, but the show will be up from the 5th until February 29th.
What do you got going on the night of the 7th?
The night of the 7th in our gallery, of course, we have Michelle, and then our featured musicians are the Millikan University Electric Guitar Ensemble. Mm. Gallery 510 is hosting Marilyn Scholl, who is doing acrylic pours.
Cool.
And Blue Connection is showing Midwest Reflections, which are some landscapes from various Millikan associates. And at the Art Farm, we have Deborah Joy Hart, bringing light to sacred shadows.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the Blue Connection is next to, trying to remember.
Right, it's next to us. It's next to the Ann Lloyd Gallery, and we have a little door between, so you don't have to go outside.
Oh, cool, I didn't realize that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gallery 510 is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
And the Art Farm is over by Subway on the other side of the park.
Park, right,
uh-huh. So you do a little walking, hence the first Friday walk, and go check out so many different things that are going on that night. And it's kind of scattered, but basically 5 to 7:30, you can see everything in that 2.5 hours.
And it's a nice laid-back format, open house style, so you can come, grab a snack, a drink, all complimentary, and stay as long as you'd like, or just stay for a few minutes if that's all you have.
Yeah. The International Arts Event, I know you want to talk about that. When is that? Is that March?
No, that is in June.
Oh, that's right, in the summer.
July.
But you've announced it.
We have. We made the announcement just with our latest newsletter. We're looking at Mexico this year.
Oh, cool. So, is that all Mexican artists or art about Mexico or everything? Or?
It's really just a little bit of everything. I think our goal with these events is to show people a piece of a culture from the particular country that we're looking at that maybe they haven't had a chance to see in the past.
What was last year?
the Eastern European
that's right.
countries.
That's right. And then Africa, I think, was the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they've been doing this for over 10 years.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And that'll stay up for 2 months, I believe.
It will. So our opening night will be the first Friday in June, and I believe that's the 5th. And then we will be open, the exhibit itself will be open June and July.
Gotcha. And that's coming up in June. Anytime you have a feature, are you looking for somebody? You're looking for, if somebody has a piece?
We are. We would love it if there are listeners out there who maybe have been to Mexico and purchased a piece of artwork, crafts, folk art, anything really,
yeah.
Clothing, furniture. And they'd like to, if they'd be interested in sharing with us, yeah. We would be interested in maybe seeing if it would fit into our exhibit. We can talk to them about how we might arrange to borrow that just for the duration of the exhibit.
Yeah.
So that's how we build these things. It's a community effort.
That's pretty neat. And then also you do get stuff sent in from other places. That's part of the hardest part is picking the art because you have 10 galleries full of stuff you can pick from, if I remember.
Absolutely. And we reach, we try to dig from the local collectors here and use their collections, but we also find people from out of town who have things and it's from all over.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. And obviously the transitioning, you transition the gallery, 10, 11 times a year. I mean, it's also intimidating because you got to pack all that stuff up softly. And
we do.
The more local people that can just come pick it up, the better, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Midday music program continues on. I know we have Brian Justison in, and he has started promoting, we're cross-promoting that, a couple different times throughout the month. And when are those again?
Well, they are, it's once a month,
okay. But
it is a preview of the Millikan faculty recital. So it comes before that. So our event in January is on January 29th.
Gotcha.
And the full concert at Kuiper Hall is on Sunday, February 2nd.
Gotcha.
Both events are free.
Yeah, definitely. And it's 12:15 to 12:45. Come down on your lunch. And I think bringing your lunch is welcome, too.
You're welcome to bring your lunch. And because you might, not have time to eat.
If you don't have time to do both, bring some food on in and listen to some music in the middle of the day. What a way to chop up your day. 30 minutes of music.
They're great. It's very relaxing. It's very laid back atmosphere again. But it's a chance to be exposed to some really, really good music.
So I see on the calendar early in February, there's a bus trip for Jersey Boys. Is that full?
I don't know if that is full. I'm sorry.
Well, Chet, you can go to the website and click right on that from the calendar, or you can always give a call over and you'll be able to find out.
Absolutely. Yes, we can find that out. And we do take bus trips regularly, and we do all kinds of.
Something called Bands Visit. I don't know what that is, but that's coming up Thursday, March 5th, and they're playing Cats. Now, this is always down in St. Louis at the Fox Theater.
That's
Cats
right.
is Thursday, April 16th. Hamilton is Thursday, June 4th.
Yeah.
You probably need to get sign up for that one faster.
I would think so. I think you need to get your name in there.
Yeah, and your ticket always includes the bus ride, lunch there, premium seating. Sue said they're always right in the middle, and you get these great seats. And then there's going to be snacks on the bus on the way back. There's also some limited select seating sometimes for these shows, too. So, like, Jersey Boys is $225 a ticket for limited select seating, $195 for regular tickets. Bands Visit in March is $180. Cats is $180. And Hamilton, I'm waiting for the price to jump here. No, it does a little. $295 for Hamilton. Those tickets are a little more.
Those tickets are expensive, but we really try very hard to treat our patrons well, and I think it'll be a good experience for anyone who joins.
Yeah, they've they've got them scheduled all the way through that Hamilton trip in June, which is a good one. So honestly, the calendar for the Decatur Arts Council is as easy to maneuver through as any. So anything else you wanted to hit on? I know we got a couple minutes.
Well, we've got some classes coming up. If people are interested in signing up for classes, we do cocktails and creations classes, which are our 21 and up group. You're welcome to bring snacks, alcohol.
And you bring your own cocktails.
Yeah, right? You bring your own if you want them, and if not, you don't have to.
But you've got a teacher, and you kind of everybody creates something that night?
Yes, and those, they'll have a theme, so it'll be a particular theme. Here's one, owls on canvas in May, and you can go ahead and register for that anytime. We also have after-hours classes where they study different masters in the arts world and do a project based on that lesson.
Good deal. The Young Artist Showcase, that's going to be going on all month, of course. And then Looks like Saturday. Oh no, that enrollment's full. I won't even tell you about it. There's a class that's full. I see on the calendar.
They do fill up. So if you're interested in one of our classes, go to DecaturArts.org and get yourself registered as soon as you can.
Perfect. Anything else? You'll probably be back around the 19th or so of February, but. Okay. Anything else you want to hit on before then? Everybody rock. What's PASS?
Oh, the PASS program. That's actually one of my favorite programs that we do because I participated in the PASS program as a student.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a great program. It's in conjunction with the Kirkland Fine Arts Center. There are programs there that the grade school students have an opportunity to attend. Most of them arrive by bus, and then our volunteers help them get seated.
Rock U is putting it on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And third to sixth graders, and that'll be on February 13th, which is a Thursday. The other thing that's happening before you is Sheep to Sweaters. Is that something you know about?
That is a Members Plus event, and those are events that are, it's called Members Plus because it's members plus anyone who wants to come. So
It
is open to the public, and it is free. And that event is Speaker Donna Lighthouse, who is a knitter and a wool felter.
Wow.
And she's going to explain some of the process of how the wool is obtained from the sheep and what sort of processing is required.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have some refreshments there, I see, too. So that's on the day before. That's Wednesday the 12th for an hour from 6:30 to 7:30.
An hour. And those are pretty well attended because they're always just something kind of interesting and unexpected.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, hey, head to the calendar, head to the website. You can see everything. DecaturArts.org. You can always stop by the gallery. What are the hours at the gallery?
We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and then 10 to 2 on Saturday.
10 to 2 on Saturday. You can always stop by and see Jamie, especially if you've got ideas for anything. Is the whole year mapped out for what's going to be featured in the gallery? Are you still deciding some of them?
Yeah, we have a few things still kind of, not nailed down yet, but pretty much the whole year is decided.
Cool.
But I love meeting the new people, I'm the new person.
Yeah.
But, so anyone stop in and say hi. I'd love that.
Yeah, and then, of course, you can always make donations and things like that. There's fundraising events throughout the year.
Absolutely.
They still have you can buy the, I can't remember what the thing was called, hanging in the window that you could buy a piece of that.
That I'm not exactly sure about the status of that.
Yeah.
But, it was a tile.
A tile.
For our 50th anniversary.
That's right. I can't remember if they still had that hanging there. Or if they...
That started before I got here, so.
It's been a little while. Are we into year 52 now? Because I think the 50th may have.
I thought it was 51.
I think last year. Is it just now 51?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, because it's not calendar year to calendar year. That's right. We're still in year 51. I think the anniversary is maybe in October or something. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's all right. Jamie Fawley, good stuff. We'll see you next month.